We've been teaching the book of Philippians from the Greek language. And we came to a few verses here that are monumental. Paul, while in prison, is writing this letter. And he's bringing out the absolute glory of God in every verse. And it just, I preach a verse, and I always go back and think, well, I left this out. I left this out. I forgot this. And anyway, I did forget something the last time. And it was in one message we had was, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. And then we did the mind of Christ. And in the mind of Christ, there are several Greek words for mind. That really, we need to look at that when we're looking at the mind of Christ, because the mind of Christ was faceted like a diamond. The word for mind, his mind, which should be in us also, had so many facets. And these Greek words are part of those polished faces. Now, the title of this message actually is The Deity. Deity tasting death that we might have life. Deity tasting death that we might have life. Can you imagine God tasting death that we might have life? That's love, isn't it? Now, let's look at the word for mind in Greek. And 2 in verse 5, it says, Tuto phronete en himen ha kai en Christo Isu. Now, that word there is phronete, and it comes from the word phroneo, or frame. The word frame in Greek means the diaphragm or the midriff, the mind, intellect, a carnal intellect. Actually, horse sense is what it is. Horse sense. This is the faculty of mind which makes it make you able to survive in the world, so to speak. The frame. Now, that's the word here. Let this mind, Jesus Christ didn't worry about him surviving this world, but he worried about us surviving this world. Another word for mind in Greek is nous. Nous. N-O-U-S, that's why you'd spell it in the English, but it's nin, omicron, ypsilon, sigma. It means the faculty of perception, an understanding, feeling, judging, determining, basically spiritual determining. It is a branch of understanding inherited in our new birth. Inherited in our new birth. Ephesians 4:17, Philippians 4:7, and Colossians 2:18 is where this word comes in. So we're right here, we're looking at this word also. This faculty and perception of understanding, to look at things as if God looked at it. Another word for Greek is nomai. This word we get knowledge from. Nomai. Knowledge comes from this word. Ability to discern, a capacity of judgment as far as conduct is determined. And nomai, the direction, or the channel to a certain object, the road to a certain object is determined. This is what we call knowledge, understanding. It has the idea of how you personally handle problems in this word knowledge. Carnage and spiritual, carnal and spiritual knowledge both. you can discern the difference between them. Another word for knowledge has a lot to do with volition, and that's the word boule. Boule. Boule is like B-O-U-L-E, or kind of a sharp E, boule. And it simply means the volition or the will of man. It means a spiritual activating force. Some people are evil, and everything that they do has spiritually is what we call spiritually energized from the dark side. A child of God should be spiritually energized from the side of light. 2 Corinthians 1:17, Matthew 1:19, Acts 15:17, Hebrews 6:17 and 18, and Ephesians 1. Thelema is another word. Thelema. Thelema means another, what we call spiritually inspired way of looking at things. The spiritual activating force that guides and directs us. Another word which Marilyn likes very much is Sophia. Sophia is the ability to use all the faculties of the mind, eis agathon, unto for the purpose of good, spiritual good, to bring about noble or righteous results, the ability by which divine things are apprehended and grasped, known and used, James 1:15. The ability to adapt physical means to bring about righteous results, Acts 6:10. Now, we need to keep these words in mind when we do the letters of Paul or any New Testament book, and we're going to run into several of these names or words for mind in the next few verses. Hos morphe theou hepar archon. Uk arpag moon ege sato to ene isa theou. Who in the form, the word we have is a morphe here, and that word means form. It means the absolute essence of being, the form that you are in. You know, when you can look at yourself and look at your parents, you see sometimes a resemblance, don't you? Mm-hmm. You see a resemblance. Now, women always in the past used to say, doesn't he look like his father? Because they wanted to make sure that she wasn't promiscuous in conception of the child. It looks like the father, but sometimes it looks like the mother. Sometimes it looks like an uncle, because the DNA is there. Sometimes your child will look like your father and not you, if you don't look exactly like your father. Who in the form of God, the very essence of God. Now here with us, here we have the word hiparkon. That's nominative singular masculine, present participle active, and whom in the form of God he kept on constantly existing. Jesus Christ always was God and always will be God. And then it says not, adverb of negation there, existing, harpagmon, the word robbery there, it means something to be held on to or to grasp. He considered it for himself, egesato, that word comes from egomai, third person singular first aorist, indicative middle voice. It's indicative, it's a statement of fact, and it's middle voice. He did it for himself. He calculated, he deemed, he considered. to be the Esau to you. The thing to be, constantly to be, equal to God, with God, of God, by God, out of God. Esau. Now, A.T. Robertson had a lot to say about this. And I cannot go without reading some of the things that he had to say about it. On page 444, and I don't know what volume this is. It's this book's so beat up and worn out. It's volume number 4, the Epistles of Paul. Being, rather existing, present active participle of hiparco, in the form of God, in morphe theou. Morphe means essential attributes as shown in the form. In his pre-incarnate state, Christ possessed the attributes of God. In his pre-incarnate, before he became flesh, before Kaiho Logos starts again, until before John 1:14. The attributes of God, and so appeared to those in heaven who saw him. Here is a clear statement by Paul of the deity of Christ. The clearest, most indicative statement that Jesus is God is this verse in the New Testament. But there are many more. A prize, a hypargmon, predicate accusative with a heis gesato, ma. The few examples of harpagmos, Plutarch, etc., allow it to be understood as equivalent to harpagma, like baptismos and baptisma. That is to say, Paul means a prize to be held on to rather than something to be won. A prize to be held on to rather than something. Jesus Christ didn't come into this world to become the Son of God. He was the eternal Son of God. And when he became flesh, Kaiho Logos Arche Kenoto, and the words of Jehovah became flesh, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He did not just say, I'm God. I'm all the glory of Jehovah. He became the servant. He did not consider it to be robbery. Something rather to be held on to or to be won. To be in equality with God. To ene Esau theou. By the word Esau, or Esau in Arabic, means Jesus. By the way, Esau, Jesus. This is a different form here. To be on equality with God, ene Esau theou, accusative articulate, infinitive object of hegesato, the being equal with God. Associated instrumental case theou after Esau. Esau is a verbal use of a neuter plural with ene as in Revelation 21 and verse 16. Let's look at 21 and verse 16. Revelation 21 and verse 16. For just a moment. And the city is laid out as square, and its length is as great as the width. And he measured the city with a rod, 1,500 miles in its length, and width and height are equal. 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 Esau. But he emptied himself. Kiatu ek nose. First there is active indicative of kino, old verb from kinos means to be empty, nothing, zero, flat. Like your gas is on empty. I went down the other day and my lawnmower I got from Sears about 15 years ago. The thing has never failed to start on the first pull. And I went down there and I pumped this little thing three times, like I said, and I pulled on it, pulled on it, pulled on it, it didn't start. So then I took the lid off the gas cap, and guess what? It was a Mia. Nothing's there. No gas. It's not going to start without gas. I mean, it may start every time, first time, but it won't start without gas. This word kenos means empty. He emptied himself. Of what did Christ empty himself? Not of his divine nature. Jesus Christ could not be God. That's impossible. He continued to be the Son of God, of that stood with God in glory for eternity, in eternity past. A.T. Roberts says, there has arisen a great controversy over this word kenosis doctrine. Undoubtedly, Christ gave up his environment of glory. Jesus gave up his environment of glory and worship. The angels worshiped him in heaven. And he gave that glory up to become flesh. What a deal. What love. He took upon himself limitations of place and space. He limited himself to time and space, and of the knowledge and of power, though still on earth, he retaining more of these than any other mere man. It is here that men should show restraint and modesty, it says. Though it is hard to believe that Jesus limited himself by error of knowledge, and certainly not by error of conduct, he was without sin, though tempted as we are. He stripped himself of the insignia of majesty and glory. Now, just beginning. Concerning the triune God. Now let's go to Acts 5 and verse 4. The book of Acts 5 and verse 4. The book of Acts 5 and verse 4. Now let's read the whole story here. We have the story of Ananias and Sapphira. But a certain man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property and kept back some of the price for himself and his wife, full of knowledge, and bringing a portion of it, they laid it at the apostles' feet, telling them that the apostles, that was all they had. That was all the whole price of the place. They lied to the apostles. They lied to the church. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back some of the price of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control and power? Why is this that you have conceived this deed in your heart, and you have not lied to men, but to God? Jesus is God. If you lie to the Holy Spirit, you lie to Jesus. If you lie to the Father, you lie to Jesus. Simple as that. Jesus, talking to his disciples, they said, show us the Father, it pleases us. And Jesus said, how long have I been with you, and you have not seen me and know me? If you see the Father, you see me. If you see me, you see the Father. Because Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father are one. They're a triune God. What many people call the Trinity. The triune God. Let's look at some other verses here. Acts 13, 1 and 2. We're talking about God. Now, there was in Antioch, in the church, there were prophets and teachers, and Barnabas and Simeon were called Niger, and Lucius Cyrene, and Manson, who had been brought up with Herod the Great, the Tetrarch, and Saul. And they were ministering to the Lord and fasting. Now, the Lord here is what? Jesus. And fasting. And the Holy Spirit said, set apart me, Barnabas and Saul. They were ministering to the Lord. They were ministering to Jesus. They were ministering to the Father and ministering to the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit calls out and he says, set apart Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands upon them, they sent them away. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, Jesus, they were ministering to Jesus. And here Jesus in the Spirit, Jesus said, if I go away, I cannot be with you. If I do not go away, I cannot be with you in every place. But if I go away, I will follow you with a comforter. And I will follow you in the Holy Spirit by the way, by the means of the Holy Spirit. And I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And the gates of hell shall not wrestle down that church. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia. And from there, they sailed to Cyprus. And when they reached Salamis, they began to proclaim the Word of God. The Word of God is the Word of Jesus, the Word of the Father, and the Word of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? In the synagogues of the Jews, they also had John as their helper. John 1:1. You heard me say that 10,000 times, maybe. Kai hologo sarx agento. That's John 1:14. NRK ain hologos. Kai ho logos ein proston theon, kai ho logos ein theos. Or kai theos ein ho logos. It doesn't matter. That's a predicate nominee. In beginning, the absolute beginning, nothing else existed. In NRK, that's locative, singular, feminine. Nothing else existed. Over here in Genesis 1:1, it's barashith bara Elohim et al shemayim weat the harvest. In beginning, in one of the beginnings, God, He had created God, the heavens and the earth. That's one of the beginnings. But here in John 1:1, NRK ain't Hologos, it says, in beginning, He kept on being Hologos. The Hologos there is the Jehovah. And why did John use the word Logos? Because the word Logos and the word Hashem referred to Jehovah, the name or the word. So it says here, NRK ain't Hologos. In beginning, kept on being the Word. And then it says, Kai hologos ein proson theon. And the Word of the Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead. And then the last sentence in John 1:1 says, Kai there means, it means affirmative. It's not a conjunction, but it's a conjunction that has an affirmation in it. Because, or truly, truly, God, Theos, Ain, He kept on being the Jehovah. Or you could say the Jehovah kept on being the God. Both things on either side of that linking verb Ain there, and that's third person singular perfect indicative active, are one and the same person, person, number, person, and case. Number, person, and case. The Word of God is powerful. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. It said that in John 19 in the book of Revelation, the 19th chapter. In John 1:1 it says, Kai hologos sarx aganto. And the Word, Jehovah, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is God. He is deity. In Him now, His name is above all others. The Holy Spirit didn't die on the cross of Calvary. He tasted death through the Son. The Father didn't die on the cross of Calvary, but Jesus Christ did. And His name is above all other names. John 1:18. No one has seen God at any time. No one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God. God begot Himself in the person of Jesus Christ to become our Goel, our kinsman redeemer. The seed of God became in the womb of Mary a woman. And the woman cannot pass on the sin nature to the child. So Jesus had no sin nature. It's the man, the sperm of the man, the seed of the man that implants the blood and the sin nature in every person. The blood does not come from the woman. It comes from the man. And the blood in Jesus Christ that flowed in His veins was the blood of God. Just as God breathed into Adam the breathings of lives, and life is in the blood. But Adam tainted that blood. It became corrupt. And that blood is what taints every person in this world with sin. In Acts, the 13th chapter, it says, but going on from Perga, they arrived at the city in Antioch and the Sabbath day, and when they went into the synagogue and sat down, after the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent to them, saying, brethren, if you have a word of exhortation for the people, say it. And Paul stood up and motioned with his hand, men of Israel, if you fear God, listen. If you fear God, you who fear God, listen. I came to you to preach to you Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah, and the Jehovah of God. Revelation 1 and 8. Let's go there for a moment. Revelation 1 and 8. And verse number 7 says, behold, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over Him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and I am Omega, saith the Lord God. I am Alpha, I am the Aleph, and I am the Tau. I am the beginning and I am the end. God was in the beginning, John 1:1, and He all shall be. And He is the beginning and He is the end, saith the Lord God, who is, who became, and who is to come. Who is, who became, and who is to come. The Almighty, El Shaddai. Jesus Christ is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. You have to remember what El Shaddai means. El means God, and Shaddai means a woman's breast. Shad is a woman's breast. I am the all-nourishing, all-giving God. Jesus was the Shekinah glory of God. The word Shekinah in Hebrew is feminine. In Genesis 1 and 2 it says, we ha'aretz, and the earth, ha'tiyatuhu vavuhu, v'hoshek el p'nei ha'mayim, v'ruah Elohim, El Panei Hamayim. And it says here, and the earth she had become formless and void. And it says, Spirit God suffered over, mourned over the faces of the deep. mourned over. That's feminine. That's participle feminine. Feminine, again, looking as Jesus Christ is our supplier of all nourishment. He is our El Shaddai. In Revelation, the 19th chapter, Revelation chapter 19, and verse number 11, and I've spoken this so many times, but we still need to read it some more. Paul is explaining the total deity of Christ in every way. And also heaven opened up, and behold, a white horse and all, and he who sat upon him is called faithful. Is Jesus faithful? The mind of Christ was the mind of the sufferer. Faithful and true and righteousness, he is judge and he wages war. And his eyes are like a flame of fire, and upon his head are many diadems. And he has a name written upon whom which no one knows except himself. That's the word logos, okay? That's the word Jehovah. We don't know how to say the word Jehovah. That's a joke. You can't say the name Jehovah. No way you can say it. But he knows his name, and they referred to him as Hashem, the name, or Hologos, the word. He has a name written upon him which no one knows except him. He's clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, the Jehovah of God. The one who shall become, the one who became. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in white linen, white and clothed, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may smite the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads out the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty. He's called the Almighty God, isn't he? The El Shaddai again. James calls him the great warrior God. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Adonai HaAdonaiim, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's another Jehovah title, isn't it? What a verse. Romans 1 and 8, Daniel 7, 13, Acts 8 and 5, 1 Timothy 2, 5, Revelation 20, 13, Isaiah 44 and verse 6, Hebrews 1, 5 through 8, Luke 4, 8 through 10, Mark 12, 35 through 37, Psalm 110, verse 1, Hebrews 1 and 10, Mark 7 and 7, John 1 and 1, 14, 1, 18, John 8 and 58, Let's go there for a moment. John 8 and 58. John the 8th chapter. Verse number 48. Jesus answered and said to them, "Do we not say lightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" And Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon. But I honor my Father, and you dishonor me." He's the Father too, isn't he? He's the expression of the Father. "But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Wow. And the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died and the prophet died also, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste of death. Surely you are not greater than our father Abraham, who died. And the prophets died too. Whom do you make out yourself to be?" Jesus said, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorified me, of whom you say he is our God. Verse number 55, and you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I did not know him, I shall be a liar just like you guys. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Yes, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Jehovah Jireh, Genesis the 22nd chapter. And the Jews, and therefore said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham. And then here is a clincher right here. Jesus said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham became, I am. He's quoting Exodus 3:14, Ego Eimi. Asher, Asher, Hayah, Asher. I am that I am. I am the Eternal One. And therefore they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out in the temple. These are all verses telling us that Jesus Christ is Jehovah God of the Old Testament. In John 8:58, he quotes Exodus 3:14. Moses said, who shall I say that sent me? And he says, Ego Eimi. Asher Hayah Asher. I am that I am. Genesis 22 and verse 14. Abraham saw Jehovah Jireh. The Lord shall provide. He saw the Lord there. The Lord was seen. John 10:30, John 20:28. Verse number 7. Allah Yatol Ikainusen Morphane Dulo Labon and Homeomate Anthropon Genominos Kai Schemata Urethes Hos Anthropos. But himself he poured out the form of a slave having. The mold of a slave having, in likeness of mankind, having become, for himself, by the way, just like John 1:1 and John 1:14, John 1:18. John 1:14, it says, and the Word, the Jehovah flesh, he became for himself. And the last verse, number 18 there, it says, no one has seen God at any time. But the only begotten God, the one being continually in the bosom of Father, that one has led himself out, middle boys. Having become for himself, in the schematic, we got a word schematic, schemata here, and we got a word schematic. That's an absolute likeness on paper of that which you're going to build or repair or whatever. Having been found as man, Jehovah Jesus emptied himself of the complete deity in glory that he had before, his surroundings in glory, and poured himself in the womb of a woman to be subject to hunger, death, sleep, tiredness, infirmities that we have. The glory which he always had in eternity past, he laid aside for a while. And now he has that great glory. Deity tasted death that we might have life. Our Father, we send this message out to honor and glorify our Savior and you and the Holy Spirit in every way. Father, please use it for your honor and glory, we pray.